or calling 929-205-6099 and entering the meeting ID 832-2751-2223 pound. You can also submit written comments or questions to southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter at Boston Landmarks. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the South End Landmark District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and to provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag #SEMay11Hearing. We will repeat these instructions after each presentation. So we're now entering the design review hearing portion of the hearing, and we are going to begin with the first application, which is 20.938, which is located at 31 Worcester Street. The proposed work is at the garden level to modify the entryway under the stoop to remove an iron gate and install a door. So I think we're ready for the applicant to present.
I think they may be having trouble. They just tried to call me, so give me 1 second.
He was here a minute ago.
Yeah. I'm wondering, maybe we should just move to the next application and we can come back to this one.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm toggling between two documents.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will come back to this one and move to the next application, which is 20.884, 81 Warren Avenue. And the proposed work is to construct a roof deck with hatch access. Is the applicant present and available?
Yeah, here I am. Eben Kunz, architect.
Okay.
You run through the presentation? Or
yes. I'll be controlling it,
All right, fine. So here we are proposing to put on a roof deck and also a deck in the rear. The roof deck has a hatch access, level, not level with the roof, but within 30 inches of the high point of the roof.
Could you just say your name for the record, please?
Eben Kunz.
Thank you.
Here is a elevation of both the roof deck and the, can I point here, or is that not, that doesn't work?
No, we haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, if you tell me where you want me to go, I can try.
Okay, in particular, go to the elevation on the right-hand side, which illustrates where the deck in the rear of the building is. and it's down on the second level up.
So you don't actually have to talk about the rear deck because that's exempt from
Okay, fine. So also illustrated in the middle diagram is a roof deck, which is in the hatch with a stairway leading up to it. You'll see, if you go back to the initial plan, and if you can zoom in on that plot plan, it'll tell you the distance back that the deck is, which is 12 feet something or other, 12 and a foot, 3 inches from the front line. Now, if you move on with the presentation to the next sheets, you can move on from that. That's the rear deck existing. That is the existing on the front. You can move on from that. This is a our original presentation showing the with a person standing is between a roof deck on one roof and the roof deck on the next roof. Just to kind of let you know that it's in the midst of quite a few roof decks. So if you can move on from there. A close-up illustration of the roof deck. I do believe that this was an additional information that we submitted to you because the original had shown caps on the tops of the posts, the newel posts, and we eliminated those at your request. And moving on. This shows, there's a couple of pictures show that what the contractor did to illustrate where the new, the front of the new deck would be, is he tied his ribbon between the deck on one side of this building and the deck on the other side, which essentially are at the same projection and the same projection, the projection back from the front of the building that we propose. So moving on, you'll see that he's tied it between the two. Moving on, there is a picture which I'm afraid to say the front of the building is covered right now, but the most visibility, you can see a tiny little piece between this scaffolding cover and the tree, just at the roof line, you see a tiny little bit. Maybe you could zoom in on that area.
Sorry.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and moving down, yeah, you'll see that there's a railing. That's the existing roof deck on the next building to the left. And if you look carefully, you can see the yellow ribbon that's extending across. So essentially what we're proposing to do is to install a roof deck that is very minimally visible, but is a little bit visible. This picture is taken from all the way across the street in the essentially at the front door of the school. Which is actually beyond the sidewalk across the street, just so we could see something. And that's the presentation.
Mary, on this property, do we need to concern ourselves with the view of the rear roof deck rail?
That is a great question. I don't think so because it's mid block. But let's look at it on Google Maps.
I don't think there's any way to see that from a public way.
While Mary is pulling that up, Evan, this is John. I just wanted to know from the cross section, and maybe after we look at the map, Mary can go back to that, whether or not you have narrowed the deck structure or thinned up the deck structure as much as you can in order to minimize the visibility of the railing.
Yes, I think this section will illustrate that nicely. We keep it within the peak of the roof. We leave just enough room to run the structure across right at the roof level, okay. Which is typically 8 inches for a 2x8 framing.
Okay. So, John, Mary?
I'm sorry about that. Based on its location, I don't think that the rear railing is going to be an issue. There's no gap in the street wall along Clarendon Street. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you would see it over these buildings from the side.
So while we have the map up, Evan, you said that the photograph you showed us was taken beyond the back of sidewalk.
It was taken across the street at the entrance to the right about just where the higher roof is, which I believe is where the entrance to the school is. So it's set quite far back there.
Okay. So you said you were actually off the sidewalk at that point.
That's correct.
Okay. John or Diana or Peter, do you have questions for Evan? And maybe we can go to that cross section. Yeah. Is that possible, Mary?
Yes.
I think it's slide 20, it looks like.
That it actually doesn't show the peak, but it shows the peak runs up somewhere near where the peak of the hatch is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably the top of the deck is probably 9 inches above the peak, leaving enough room for a structure underneath.
Okay.
So this deck is actually quite far back on the roof.
In the presentation that we got earlier, there was another page that had a balcony and some other things in it. Is that yes? Oh, is that not in our purview?
Right, because the rear of the building faces an alley, so anything below the cornice line is not in our purview.
Okay, so we're not reviewing any of this except the deck. Got it.
Correct.
Just wanted to check.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess the question is just, Mary, do you feel like the scaffolding is keeping you from, or keeping us from determining if the railings are visible?
So in your staff comments, there's a picture. I could see the, you know, obviously most of the mock-up is covered by the scaffolding. However, there's one section of it that is visible, and it's actually shown in this picture here. So it's this section. Yeah, so, you know, determining the placement of the railing so that it's minimally visible might be difficult while the scaffolding is still up and covered, unless you can make that determination based on this small section visible here.
So that what we're seeing there is the railing next door, correct?
Right, but
a little bit of the tape.
So the tape would be right here. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. There was a picture looking along the roof, parallel to the street, sort of.
So that's the rear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing is the corner the closest corner here, where the guy is to the guy's left, that's the corner that we're seeing in that picture?
Yeah, so it would be right here, I think, that you're seeing.
And the deck beyond looks like it's, it doesn't look like it has a railing on it. It looks like it's out to the edge of the roof.
I think the actual deck platform extends out, and the railing is set back from the front edge of the platform.
I don't know why. That sounds like maybe a subcommittee was there or something.
I think in the upper picture, the edge on the right is the alley, and the street edge is the left side of the photo. Is that correct? On the upper photo?
Oh.
This side is the alley.
You all are absolutely right. You got to go to the more recent pictures down on the bottom of the presentation.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I misdirected us there.
Yeah, it looked awfully close to the edge. Move one more down. Oh, one back up. I'm sorry.
This one?
No. Yeah, that's as far as that's it. And this is this little piece of rail. That white scaffolding, the cover on the scaffolding is actually at the rear, which is what we were mistakenly looking at. This picture, looking toward the back bay, you can see the Hancock, the Clarendon Street building. Right where the Prudential Tower is, that rail is the rail that you see in the final picture.
Right, the next door rail.
Okay, so I was going to suggest that we could determine the location of the railing by alignments with the other decks, but I don't think we can see that in these pictures. So,
well, we can actually, John. If you go back to that picture, we can see that front rail.
Yeah.
The picture taken from the street. That one. That is the front rail. The front rail is just to the left. And the yellow caution tape, Mary was just tracing with her cursor. So I think we have an idea, except for the fact that, you know, going by Eben's word, we're standing beyond the back of sidewalk, which would suggest that the visibility might be slightly less if we were within the sidewalk and not beyond the back of it.
That's true. I had to move quite far back, as far as I could, to get anything on that.
Peter's having problems.
Peter, do you have a question? He has a question.
I have a question and a comment. How long will that scaffolding be up, or the shroud over it?
Eben, that was a question for you.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a question to the staff. I'm not sure I understood the question.
How long will the scaffolding shroud be up?
Until the masons get back to work, which should be probably, it'll be a month at least before. It seems to me that if you have a deck on each side, has the railing existing, that it would make be logical to let this project keep the railing where we are suggesting.
Well, under normal circumstances, you might be able to assume that, but the railing to the left in this picture has more ornament on it than we would approve, which leads me to believe that deck may not have been built with design approval. Or if it was built with design approval, the railing wasn't designed according to design approval. So it no longer, I don't think, represents a credible reference point by which to measure the new deck.
So John, you seem to be saying, I think, that a subcommittee is the way to go and see this in the field.
I think if...
How do we
Evan, when did
that?
You take this photograph?
Last week, Wednesday or Thursday.
I think even with the minimal slot that's available there, that one could make a determination by seeing it in person from within the sidewalk, whether the amount of visibility was acceptable or not. So I think a
subcommittee... Is that something you want to...
Could do this.
A subcommittee or staff remand it to Mary?
Well, under the circumstances of social distancing, it would probably be better to remand this to staff to involve the fewest number of people. Mary, are you comfortable based on this direction to see if you could determine that it's minimal visibility or to determine a location where it would be minimally visible?
Yeah, I could certainly try. And yeah, I'll give it a try. And if it's an issue, we'll deal with it then.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to remand this, to approve a deck in concept, but remand the location of the railing on the street side to Mary, to staff.
Second.
Okay. Before we vote, I'm going to take public comment, and I have to read from the script to inform people of how they can make public comment. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag #SEMay11Hearing. Each person will have 2 minutes.
Okay, I don't see anyone raising their hand, but I have one technical issue, John Amadeo, hoping you can help me with.
Yeah.
You're now host of this hearing. If you could make me a co-host, and the way to do that is if you see my name under participants.
Yeah.
If you hover over that, there should be an option for you to make me a co-host.
Make co-host.
Yes, thank you.
Have I succeeded? Joe Cornish is the co-host now.
Thank you very much. I'm back again.
Okay.
All right. I don't see any anyone raising their hands, and I don't see any comments coming in by Twitter or through Landmarks, through the email address.
Okay. So... I think we're ready for a vote then. We'll do this one at a time. Commissioner Sanborn?
Yeah. If you did, I missed you asking for comments from commissioners. You know, you asked for questions.
Well, John went right to a motion, and maybe you didn't hear that. And the motion was seconded.
I did hear it, and I... raised my hand, but I should.
Oh, sorry. Well, if you have a comment, we haven't voted yet. We can amend the motion if necessary.
Yeah. Okay, my comment is I think for the integrity of the process, I'd like to see it remanded to a subcommittee.
I'll accept the amendment to the motion. Do you want to serve on the subcommittee, Peter?
Sure.
Is Catherine with us, or Diana, would you like to serve?
Yeah, I'll serve.
Okay, I'll remand this to a move to remand this to a subcommittee of Peter Sanborn and Diana Parkin.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's been seconded. So Joe, is it all right now that we've amended the amendment for me to, amended the motion for me to go right to a vote?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll go to a vote. Commissioner Sanborn?
Yes.
Commissioner Freeman?
Yes.
Commissioner Parkin?
Yes.
Do we have Catherine on?
I have no idea. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I can hear you, yes. Catherine.
Great. Don't ask me why. There's no camera.
Okay.
But now you can finally hear me, and I will vote yes.
Okay. And the
chair
votes yes. So the motion carries. There's no opposition, so the motion carries. And we can go to the next application. The next, yeah. Mary, should we go back to 31 Worcester Street? Is the applicant here for that?
Yes, he is.
Yes, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Oh, and there's Catherine.
Catherine, you
have video. Hello!
Okay, so we're going to go back to application 20.938, 31 Worcester Street, which is the proposed work is at the garden level, modify the entryway under the stoop, remove an iron gate, and install a door. And if the applicant is here, name for the record and present away.
My name is Marcus Springer from Springer Architects. This project was brought before you in 2019, and the whole project was passed, and the project is well under construction. Most of the brownstone has been restored on the house. This is an old photograph. But the, so if you go to the next slide, so here's the front steps and the door and gate in question. What we would like to do, so during construction, we found that the door was too narrow. The original approved design was to make this door longer basically we would go down to fit in with the new floor level, which is roughly 2 feet down from where it is now. Also this door is only 5'6" high, and the owner of the house is 6'5". So what we also found during the construction is that they want to now store strollers underneath the stairs. So we want to make the door wider. It's currently 32 inches, and we'd like to go up to 39 and pull it away from the right. It's banged up right against the edge of the brownstone just to give it a little breathing room. So we've ideally like to take it 6 feet off and then go down, and we're restoring all of the brownstone here and on the steps. So you go to the next one. So you can go to the next one. This is the kind of the neighbors at number 33. So they have a 6'6" door, a door and a grate. And then if you go to the next one, the next house down just has a grate and no door. And what we would like to do is have no grate and a door. So if you go to the next slide, here's the plan of what it is existing, what it was existing, I should say, because as I say, the project's well under construction. You had one step down right at the grate, and then you would go into this kind of hobbit door inside under the stairs. And so then if you go to the next slide, this is the last one. So this is what we would like to do is go down down the 2 feet to meet the new floor level below, make a new door painted black with two lights in it. So there's two glass lights in it. They're shaded kind of light gray. Keep the rounded top and bring that down. So the door ends up being a little over 7 feet tall and 39 feet wide. And we've pulled it away from the brownstone front wall and give it breathing room of 6 inches on either side. But all the rest of the detail would be restored and carried down to the level.
Excuse me.
And that's basically it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Marcus. Mary, could you toggle between the existing and the proposed?
Sure. Here is the existing, and here is the proposed.
Okay, that helps a lot. So, presently the bottom of the door, you're proposing the bottom of the door to be, is that 2'9" below the sidewalk elevation?
Yes.
And the existing condition, can you go back to that, Mary?
It's roughly 8.
It's not dimensioned, but it's roughly 8 inches.
Yes.
So you, when you step through the arched entranceway, you step down?
No, you don't. You kind of have to crouch down, and then you go back up. You can stand underneath the stairs.
Right, but you're lowering the elevation another 2 feet.
That's
in
right.
The proposed condition. So, are you lowering the floor of the building too?
Yes, and it has been. The floor is lowered.
It's already been lowered.
Yes.
Okay.
So
and
this
now you want
this
to
lowered
lower the door to meet the new floor elevation.
Yeah. So these stairs and the door were in the last Landmarks presentation that was approved back in 2019. However, the door was narrower and was right against the facade of the building. So now what we'd like to do is pull it off 6 inches and make it wider.
Oh, so the only change from what we approved is the width of the door and the fact that it's 6 inches off the face of the building.
That's correct.
We approved the lowering of the sill.
Yeah.
Okay. Mary, is that correct? According to your records?
Yeah, so you did approve the lowering of the areaway and the floor. Marcus, is this door getting taller as well? So like taller from what was originally approved?
No, it's actually just getting wider.
Okay.
Instead of 32, it's 39. So we're making it 7 inches wider.
Okay, but the height remains the same from what was originally approved.
Yes.
Okay.
And what is the width, the reason again for the increased width?
So the owners have a number of small children and they would like to be able to bring their strollers through the door and store them underneath the stairs.
Okay.
But they could have done that with what was previously approved. We don't have the previously approved drawing, do we?
I'd be able to share my screen. Let me see if I can find it.
If you do find it, Marcus, let me know and I can stop my screen share and you can start yours.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Okay.
You have it? Okay, I'll stop my screen share. So now you should be able to share your screen.
Okay, let's see now. Okay, can you see that?
Yes.
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 So here are the stairs going down and there's the door right next to the wall. And yep. there's a kind of a small entryway here. So what we want to do is get rid of this wall and make this a larger area mm-hmm. underneath the stairs. And
can you show us that elevation of that door?
So let me see if I can find the elevation.
I'm not sure if I have it more than this.
Because we would have had to approve something about that areaway from an elevation, no?
Right.
So that was an administrative review, I think.
Yeah.
The drawings may be in the office.
So, yeah. Not sure if I have that actual thing, but yeah, I do know it went to administrative review because most of it was about the rear wall and remaking the masonry wall with the bluestone top.
I do remember that. I just don't remember any much about this areaway.
Marcus, did you just say the wall is being rebuilt with masonry instead of bluestone?
The rear wall is being made with the original masonry. The garden wall along.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you weren't talking about the stoop.
No. Right. No. So all of this brownstone has been restored already.
Yeah.
All sills and heads of these windows have been restored.
And the intention is that the cheek wall of the stairs would remain brownstone appearing.
That's correct.
Okay. That just a question. Thank you.
Yeah, so all this will be just look exactly like this, but it'll just be, you know, be cleaned up and restored. And then we're pulling this forward and down.
I don't have any objection to the look of it. It really is just a question about our regulations and original materials. This is a original stoop, isn't it?
I believe it is, yes.
And so all of this is original materials and
some of it, I'm not sure about some of it, like this.
Well, that's not where the door is.
No, but I mean, but this is part of this. This is part of where the door is.
John, I think the door, it's not just original. It's original material, but also the sense of the original opening, just like a window in a wall.
Yeah.
So I think we would treat it the same way we would treat a window.
And it's already been approved at staff level to allow this to be a longer door and to allow this, what was concrete side, oh, I'm pointing, I can't do that. What was concrete sidewalk to be turned into steps.
Right.
Right.
So what Marcus wants to do now is we've approved things like that before because they're below grade. And we understand that, you know, apartments in the lower level, the garden level, need to have egress or you need to have, but this involves cutting into the wall of the original configuration.
So this has all been shored up and is being repaired, and we're just going to continue the brownstone down. That's the idea.
I'd like to see the drawing that was approved so I can understand it.
Okay.
While we're waiting, perhaps, John, to get to that issue. Are there any other questions from other commissioners?
Yes, so, okay, I understand. We're gonna pull the door away from the building, is that?
Yep.
And so then this become, the door goes to the left?
Yes.
Yep.
So so this material here, the original material, some of it will be removed because of the of the door shifting. Is that correct?
That's correct. Plus the door is getting wider.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I understood that, because that's disturbing some of the original material.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I have a couple of questions.
Peter?
Yes. I don't recall us approving lowering. I'm not questioning that we did, but...
Mary said that was done administratively, Peter.
Okay. So my question is, on the front of the building, with this being lowered, what is the treatment of the coins adjacent to the door? Is it going to be a solid block, or is it going to be beveled to look like there's a continuous stacking of coins at the bottom? And then also, what is the sidewall treatment of the garden
adjacent to the entry? The garden, I believe, is a brick wall that continues down. And this design here, the coining is continued. And then we have a larger one on the base where the door is. So you see how here we have a larger one on the base, then this coining continues. It kind of wraps the window and ends there. Where we pull it away, the solid material will come down, so the coins will end into a solid surface. Then this remains, and then the brown
gets smaller.
The stairs down.
So is the current, it looks thicker right now, in height, taller in height as a base than the ones applied to have the same detail as the ones above it, given that there's going to be a new one below it.
Sorry, I missed some of that. So this one, these ones are all the same. So we would continue this one down this same dimension until we got to a point where we have the higher one coming off the base. So it would seem to be the same design. The inner facade is brick, so that would continue down.
Right. Does that answer your question, Peter? I think that's pretty clear. The coining is continuing down to the new elevation.
Yeah.
It's not clear to me. The current bottom coin.
Yes.
Appears to be thicker, taller than the ones above it.
It's shifting down, Peter.
We would keep that relationship.
Okay.
So, Catherine, do you have any questions?
Only comments.
Okay. Then, and Diana's already asked her question. John, do you have any further questions? I think we were looking for the previous drawings, but I don't know if we have them at the moment.
I can try and dig those up and send them in. Is that...
If we don't have them in the file, it probably would be helpful. But that's not going to change things at the moment, I don't think. So why don't we go to comments? And since you're ready with comments, Catherine, I'll start with you.
Thank you. But I do want to establish, I should have asked a question. We have established that this is original fabric. The door, the configuration is original, and all the material around is original, correct?
I think so.
Yes.
We think so. So my comment is this, that there is so much significant existing condition here in terms of configuration and material that I would not think it's appropriate to start changing the size of the door. You know, just because somebody's tall is not a good enough reason to start changing and the original fabric of a building. I mean, what happens when the next person moves in? I don't think it's appropriate to make this kind of change.
Okay. Diana, do you have any comments?
Well, that's why I asked about the material to the left of, to the left of the door. What would happen there? How are we going to retain that original configuration there? Because it is original material. That's why I was a little confused. The door is going to be wider and going to be pulled over. And so this whole design here will be altered. And
it'll
so
be that, altered.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
for instance, that triangle to the left gets smaller.
Yeah.
Triangle to the left gets smaller. Yeah. If you want to go back to Mary's screen, that has the elevation of that on there.
Okay, Marcus, you have to stop screen share so okay. I can share my screen.
Okay. So that's now you see the triangle there. It gets a little smaller, and then either side of the door is the same.
So the door width is wider by 7 inches. Is that right, Marcus?
Roughly 7 inches. Do you see see how much bigger the triangle is? It goes beyond this diamond. So we've pulled it back so it lines up with the diamond
mm-hmm.
in the middle.
Right. So it's a total, the left edge shifts a total of 13 inches to the left.
Yeah.
So it's basically removing 13 inches of original cheek wall. So Diana, does that answer your question?
It does. It takes away from the original material. Thank you.
So do you have any, we're into comments now, so do you have any comments?
Am I on mute?
Nope, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Because this is original, and we're going to lose, what is it, 7 inches?
13 inches.
13 inches. I think it detracts from the design. Yeah, I see the angle there, but it still detracts from the original design, because if you go back to the original, there was this column there
mm-hmm.
that's going to be lost because the door has to be moved over. And so that was a whole, I think that added to the characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's the stair level, but I just thought that added to the character.
Okay.
And that's my comment.
Okay. And Peter, comments?
Yeah, I have one comment. Number one, I would not be in favor of this request, but if the commission were inclined to approve it, I think that flat piece, I think that Diana was just talking about, which is now narrower than the other one, needs to keep the relationship to the diagonal in terms of its width or thickness. It's now too thin. So it would actually, I think, needs keep the same dimension as we see on the side rail, the lower part of the side rail. hopefully. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, Peter, I understood that. John?
I agree with my fellow commissioners.
Okay. I'm hearing a lot of apprehension to approve the shifting and enlarging of the door opening among the commissioners, and I would have to agree with my fellow commissioners on this. We've already approved the lowering of the door sill to accommodate the new owner's height for that comfort. I feel that even for the duration that the owner will live there, the length of time to accommodate, stroller access seems fairly minimal. We're talking about a few years rather than for the length of time that they live in the unit. And I don't see why we should alter the original configuration for that. Plenty of other families manage with the original configurations of their buildings to provide stroller access. If the strollers have to be folded up outside, so be it. They have to carry the strollers down steps already to get to the door. So, they can fold them up outside and bring them in the original door. I can't see why the door should be widened for that. Because then in perpetuity, the door is widened whether people have strollers or not.
Yeah, that's fine.
Catherine?
John, thank you. Can I just amend my comment? Yes, I should have based it on the width to accommodate strollers rather than the height of the person. You clarified that. I was incorrect.
Right. Okay. So, but we understand your comment now.
Yeah, the door is high enough for the person. Right. Yeah.
Right. So, yes, because we've already approved the lowering of the door sill, but the right. widening of it and shifting of it, we haven't approved yet. That's what we're being asked to approve now. And Catherine is in agreement with not doing that.
Right.
Okay. So, those are my comments, and I'm ready for a motion. And if we don't have a groundswell of approval to do this, it sounds like we're looking for a denial without prejudice.
I'll make that motion that we deny the application without prejudice.
Second.
Okay. We have a denial without prejudice, and I will go to public comment now. And just bear with me, please, because I have to toggle between documents. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag #SEMay11Hearing. Each person will have 2 minutes.
Okay, John, I don't see anyone raising their hand, and I don't see anyone communicating with us through email or through Twitter. John, you may be the only one who can see chats if they're coming in. So I don't know if you see any chats coming in.
There is nothing entered under the chat window.
Okay, I'll just take one more look. Again, no one's raising their hands.
Let me know when I can go to a vote, Joe.
Yeah, you're good now.
Okay. We'll go to a vote. So, John?
Yes.
Catherine?
Yes.
Diana?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion. The motion carries. So I think we're we're done with that and on to the next application. And the next application is 20.905 36 Greenwich Park. The proposed work is at the rear facade mansard level, install sliding glass doors and install a deck. And if the applicant is here, introduce yourself with the name for the record and can present.
Yes, hello. My name is Eben Kunz.
Okay.
Architect.
And you can go ahead with your presentation, Eben.
Okay, well, if you move to the first, I somehow or other, I have a screen on the right-hand side that's blocking what I can see. Is that with four people? A commissioner? Anyway, if you could move to the top of the, is sure. This the first page?
Can everybody else see my screen?
Yes. I see the full screen.
Okay.
Yes, I think, Eben, you need to go to, on the top right, you switch your view.
View options.
Well, that's...
If you hover your cursor at the top of the windows that show all the rest of the commissioners, you can... alter the way you view.
Oh, I see. I got it. Okay, I got moved it sufficiently out of the way. I can't seem to, it's fine. So this is a proposal for the installation of a deck on the top floor level. What you see above that is an existing roof deck, which this application does not deal with. That was properly permitted some years ago. The proposal basically takes the pair of dormers that exist and joins them between the two. It retains the existing side of the dormer and the height and the detail at the cornice and joins them across. This is entirely at the rear of the building. And I don't believe this is visible from a public way.
So I would just add, commissioners, that this work is being reviewed because it is visible from Blackwood Street, which is considered a public street or avenue.
Okay.
Well, if this is... Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Evan.
It seems to me that there are other applications on the same alley that nobody considered the view from the street on the other side of the Southwest Corridor from a different neighborhood.
Well, if it's visible from a public way, it's not approvable. If it isn't visible from a public way, it doesn't matter. So that would seem to be the crux of the matter. Do we need to get further information about whether this is considered visible from a public way?
I haven't considered it being visible from Blackwood Street.
Well, we've just reviewed an application that was visible from one of the streets on the other side of the Southwest Corridor, similar to Blackwood, where we determined that an addition to a roof was going to be visible from there. I think we need to be consistent with that and consider that the view from Blackwood is a view from a public way that we would consider in this application.
So I think that application was 25 Claremont Park, in which I think you allowed it.
Well, whether we allowed it or not, we were saying that the visibility from there put the application under our jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And we're claiming that the visibility from Blackwood puts this application under our jurisdiction, under our purview, so that we have, it's in our purview to comment on this application.
I appreciate that. It is on the rear of the building.
Mm-hmm. Right. So are there questions about the presentation? And if there are, who would like to start?
I have a question. It's Diana.
Diana?
I didn't think sliding glass doors were appropriate for the district. Did I think that
they're not?
Okay. All right.
It's very clear that this is not approvable if it's visible from a public way.
Rise to share.
I think it's pretty clear that this is not within the vocabulary of the district.
You can pick which one you want.
I'm getting a lot of other voices on the line.
Excuse me, members of the public, if you're not speaking, please mute yourselves. Thank you.
Somebody who's a host can mute other people. I'm not a host.
Oh, I didn't realize that I was made the host, so
a co-host
I'm not quite
can
sure
mute
I know
other
how
people.
To mute others.
But. You put your cursor on the person's picture. There's a little blue square at the top right.
I'm not seeing everybody who's present.
But John Amadeo, I think the background noise was coming from Eben. I just muted him and it's gone. So Eben, okay. I think when you want to speak, just unmute yourself, Eben. There's a lot of background noise in your where you're calling from.
Right.
Okay. This can be a very nice design. I think it looks pretty. But it's not the vocabulary of the district. And so it's no point in discussing it if it's visible, it's not approvable.
Right.
And if it's not visible from a public way, then there's no point in discussing it because it's out of our purview. So
well,
it really comes down to-
There is a point in discussing it, John. And the point in discussing it is to, if we're gonna deny it without prejudice, we need to let him know what's wrong with it. And whether or not anything is approvable back here, whether any alteration is approvable. If we're gonna go right into comments, I'd like to also point out, it appears that a piece of the cornice is being removed, the brick cornice, in order to accommodate the sliding glass doors and access to the deck, which I don't think would be approvable either. Never mind the sliding glass doors. Is that correct? Are you proposing to remove
Wait a minute.
A brick?
That is correct. Okay. Right at the between the dormers.
Right.
It was our whole supposition about this was that it was the rear facade and it really didn't come under your jurisdiction.
It turned up on the hearing. So if it turned up on the hearing, then it was in our jurisdiction. So I'm not quite sure how you could suppose that it wasn't. But here we are.
I think Eben has been here enough times. He knows what would be approvable, but we can certainly go through it. But I think we have to, if that would be helpful to you, Eben, we can go through and say that no materials, original materials can be removed, that we've allowed dormers in the past to have some expansion if they have limited view by, but they have to represent the current dormers. There are two windows in the Mansard dormer now, which look almost like they line up with the windows below, but it isn't clear to me. I think, Mary, please correct me if I'm wrong, the deck would be out of our purview, but the railing wouldn't be?
So anything below the cornice line is not within the purview of the commission, but these railings do extend be above the cornice line. So that would be within the jurisdiction of.
Right. And
so what, go ahead, John.
While everything you said is true, in most cases where there are dormers, there's a much steeper pitch to the mansard roof, and infill between a pair of dormers makes sense in those cases. In this case, the mansard is almost vertical and there's almost nothing to be gained by infill between the two dormers. So I don't even see how that would be a possibility here. And with an intact mansard roof, it just seems to be not worth the extra 6 inches of headroom that one might gain between the two dormers to alter that intact mansard roof.
Mary, would you go back a page? Let's look at the existing condition. Page 2, there you go. So yes, I see what you're saying about the verticality, John. It does make sense.
Yeah. And I don't think we would approve a rail obscuring the mansard roof, which pretty much would mean that the deck couldn't be approved because it couldn't be approved without a rail. they'd have to climb out of a window that where the sill would be 2 feet higher than the deck elevation. So that kind of leaves perhaps the applicant at an impasse, but we could still deny without prejudice.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's going on, if you look to the unit to the left who built a deck and put in sliders or casements there, I think that years ago, there was a time when we were not considering visibility from outside of the district in the southwest corridor, but that changed at some point. I remember Joe reading us the specific language that says about visibility. So it may be that some of the confusion has come from that, is that that our regulations have been clarified for us, Evan. And perhaps the building to the left predated that clarification.
Right.
The work on the building to the left was done probably long before the Landmarks Commission existed.
Okay. Well,
never mind.
Even more so then.
But still, as you know, I've been in the South End for quite a while, mm-hmm. And many projects have come along with changes like this on the rear, unless they're visible quite clearly from South End Street without going across the corridor and whatever. They've not been under your jurisdiction. So that's the basis that we proceeded on this. I'm very happy to change sliding glass windows or whatever, but.
It's apparent, Evan, because you have been in enough times, we know you know what to do. So I think we have to, as John just said, deny this without prejudice. But if we need to have a clarification discussion about visibility and purview, we can put that on a later agenda.
Would I participate in that?
Everything we do is open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So, John, would that be a motion?
If the motion wasn't already made, yes, make it a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Motion's been seconded. And I will now request public comment. Bear with me, sorry. So, members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag #SE May 11 hearing. Each person will have 2 minutes.
Okay, John, I see one person raising their hand.
Right.
Darren Bradford, you'll have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Darren Bradford. I own the unit on the first floor. And we just found out about this meeting about 20 minutes before it started. We do rent the unit and we do live outside of Boston. Going forward, if there's something like this, how do we find out with more advanced notice?
How did you hear about it? Did you receive a postcard in the mail?
Our tenants checked their mail today and they found a notice in the mail.
Okay, because they're mailed to the current owner through the assessor's database, and your tenant probably got it because it also says, or current owner, which sometimes the postman will leave. But at any rate, the best way to participate and to monitor what's going on in the South End, our postings are made public on the city's website, boston.gov, under public notices. So to routinely follow that, and routinely this commission meets on the first Tuesday of every month. However, due to the backlog of applications, we've scheduled several special meetings.
Thank you very much. That's my only question.
Okay. I don't see anybody in the chat window.
Okay, I don't see anyone else raising their hand, and I'll just check the emails once more. It looks good.
Okay, so I'll go to a vote. Motion of denial without prejudice. Catherine?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Diana?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion, so the motion carries. Okay, on to the next one. Application 20.915, 227 West Canton Street. The proposed work is to construct a roof deck. And is the applicant present?
Hello, this is Jane Zimmer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Great. So the roof deck has existed, but there was a leak in the roof and they had to remove the existing roof deck and put on a new roof. And now the owner would like to rebuild the deck. Hello? So we have the architectural plans from Paul Curtis of re-establishing the same deck pretty much on top of the roof.
Pretty much exactly.
I don't know if it's exactly.
Well, I think you're in trouble.
Very close.
Then you're in trouble by doing that.
What would you like? Hello?
Yep, we hear you.
Okay, so I sent some photos earlier. So we put up a mock roof railing and I went across the street to the door of the a building totally across the street in the front, and there was absolutely no way you can see the front railing at all. It's not visible from the street, all the way from coming out the door of the building across West Canton Street, which I sent a picture of. And in the back, you could probably see it very slightly, but there are others. There are six other railings from other decks that are very visible. And our deck would be considerably recessed. You would barely see it. And you'd have to go to the back. I went across the alley to the very far, to the door of coming out of the back door of the building, in the back of the building, in order to see it. So you really wouldn't be able to see it from the back either. Not from the alley, not from the roadway.
Okay.
This is being built in the exact configuration of the previous deck?
I believe it is. It might be a tiny bit bigger, but I can't really tell you that because I don't remember the size of the other one, but it's pretty much in the exact space. But you cannot see the railings at all. And the railings, the other deck was pressured wood and it also had wooden railings, where the new deck will have the black wrought iron railings, which would be even nicer. But you won't be able to see it from the road.
Our staff notes say that it's not visible from the street, but that it is partially visible from the back. Mary, are you there?
I am.
Did you visited?
You have the photos I sent you?
I do. They're not part of this presentation. But, you know, I did visit the site and I could not see the railings over the front of the building. In your staff comments, I provided photos of the rear. You know, I saw when I was there, I think I saw a little bit of the tape. I don't think I saw the actual mock-up of that was present in the photos that you sent me, Jane. But you know, the rear of the building is, there's a pretty wide view of the alley. So you can see this deck and the other decks on either side of it.
Yes, but this would be very recessed compared to the other six decks, railings. This, you may see, you'd have to go to the very back door to even see the top of the railing of this one. You'd have to go across the whole alley and come out the back door of the other building. So it's really not, it's very minimally seen from the rear, and there's 6 feet from the back railing to the back of the building that exists. And then there's 16 feet from the front railing to the front of the building. So there's clearly no, you'll never see it from the front on West Canton Street.
Can you tell us what the distance might be from your neighbor's decks to the back face of the building?
I'm sorry. You mean what their railing is to the back of their building?
Yes. If yours is 6 feet, how much would theirs be? And you can approximate.
Less. Theirs must be less because the buildings right. are all
wondering, like, order of magnitude. Is it 1 foot recessed or 3 foot recessed? Or
I don't think it's. Go ahead.
I'm pulling up the photos of your mock-up so you can at least see those in person. So just give me 1 second. I'm going to share my screen again. Okay. So here is Yeah, so that would be 2 feet. Okay. And then here is the other.
Yeah, you're much further in.
So that's an existing deck?
That existing deck is visible.
So it's about 2 feet, right? That deck, would you?
Three or 4 feet.
If your proposed deck is where the orange pylons are?
Yeah, yes, correct. That's our railing.
Two or even 3 feet farther back than the existing deck on the neighbor's house.
Yeah. Correct.
And did you have a view from the ground?
From the deck?
There's one in our staff
Mary notes. Mary's got the screen now, right?
Correct, yeah.
Mary, did you have a view from the ground looking at this? You do in our staff notes. I was just wondering
if you had that handy. Yeah, not in this email.
Oh, sorry.
High railing is much lower than the other ones.
Oh. I'll pull up the photo that I took.
I'm not sure that the top rail of those orange pylons for the mock-up are as high as the deck actually would be, the deck rail, but I don't think it took into account the pitch of the roof.
My understanding is the back rail is seen from a distance and there are other decks there. I would be okay with it if we had a drawing that established the other decks' locations as well. And the front and back showed the adjacent decks. I don't think the current drawing does that. And then I would be happy to remand it to staff for the final approval and location.
Okay.
I have other photos that show the other decks. And could you see, if you looked at it, you will only see the posts, I think, a little maybe slightly on the posts of this particular deck.
Okay.
Did you see the other? I sent a lot, Mary. I sent you like 5 photos from different angles of the decks of the back of the building.
All right. So this is the photograph that I took.
Yeah. Zooming into that would really help. Yeah. Yep.
So here is the white privacy wall, and here is the other neighboring deck. The new deck would be here.
But much more recessed back, because see this little round thing that's there? That's the air conditioning unit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be behind that. So it's either going to be recessed even behind that, whereas this other one, it looks like it's almost 6 feet longer.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mary, is it possible after people get a look at this photograph to go back to the proposed plan and an elevation?
Yes.
I'm going to ask commissioners if they have any further questions. If they don't, then I'd like to ask for comments, and I have a few of my own before we remand this to staff. Are there any questions from commissioners? Either speak up or raise your hand.
No.
Nope. Any comments from any comments that we can offer Mary if we remand this to staff?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward about the visibility from the front facade, according to what's provided here.
Mm-hmm.
And the metal, the railings will be metal, so I'm good with that.
Right. Okay.
And no ornament on the top. You see there's the elevation, there seems to be tiny little...
either balls or finials on each post. Yeah. So yeah, unornamented. And then as Mary indicated in the staff notes, there would have to be a fascia board that goes down to the roof elevation that covers the deck structure and is painted a dark color. So can we remand this to staff with those comments, with those provisos?
Yeah. I want to reiterate my proviso that that we have a drawing that shows the adjacent deck's location too.
Okay, and so the
with that I'll make the motion.
Right, the plan in front of us would have to be modified to show the decks on the adjacent buildings.
Correct.
Okay. Or
I'll second John's motion.
Sounds good. So we can go to public comment then. And I will request public comment now by saying members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type a question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag #SEMay11Hearing. Each person will have 2 minutes.
Okay, John, I'm not seeing anyone raising their hand. I'm not seeing any messages coming in. Do you have anything coming in through chat?
There is nothing in the chat window presently. So then I think we can go to a vote. John?
Yes.
Catherine?
Yes.
Diana?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion. With no objections, the motion carries.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the...
Thank you.
He has to do a little more work. But...
John, before we proceed, could I ask a question regarding a point of order?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Catherine.
Is it possible to determine whether or not there is any public comment before you have to read that that qualification every time?
I'll let Joe answer that.
Yeah, Catherine, just in case someone is joining, who hasn't been through the whole hearing, we want to make sure everyone...
I'm not, yeah.
Joe, no, there's feedback. You're sounding
you're
like Darth
Vader.
No, no.
Yeah,
no.
You sound...
There's quite a bit of feedback, Joe.
Yeah, it sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, can you chat your response to John?
Sure.
So.
Can everyone still see my screen?
Yes.
I'm seeing you. I'm not seeing a screen.
I'm seeing you. I'm seeing faces.
You're not seeing my shared screen. Okay.
No.
No.
All right.
Okay. Catherine, Joe's responded via chat, and he said, we want to make sure people who have joined late will know how to comment.
Well, I'm suggesting that before, on every application, when you're ready to take public comment, that you simply ask if there is public comment, and if there is, then you read it every time.
The problem is there may be people who want to comment who don't know how to, and they won't be able to answer whether they have a comment or not if they don't know how to, and we have to read the instructions.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll try to go as fast as I can.
No, it's fine. I just thought I'd save you some trouble, but.
I would love to skip it if I could, Catherine.
I'm sure.
So we'll go to the last, I believe this is the last item. 160,
oh, there you go.
20.947, 160 West Canton Street. And this is another roof deck. At the roof, construct a deck with a hatch. At the entry, at the building entry, modify the double leaf entry doors and install glazing. So is the applicant here? D'Artagnan. Name for
hi
the
guys, though. D'Artagnan from Embark. Hope you're all doing well.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good. I cut my own hair.
I wasn't going to say anything, but can you cut mine?
Yeah, I literally said I'm not going to wait, and I asked my wife, and she said no, so I went to the sink and did it.
So. Not bad. Not bad at all, Dee.
Well, good seeing you guys, even in this circumstance. So 160 has been through the Landmarks approval, and we had a proviso to come and check the deck during construction through a mock-up. So when we did an initial mock-up per our submission, we were at, along the front, at 11'8". So we worked with the contractors, did a mock-up, walked around West Canton and down Montgomery, and ended up pushing the front face of the deck back to 16 feet from the upper portion of the roof, which is what we're presenting to tonight. So this drawing here just shows a modification to the roof plan to bring it to 16 feet. I think, Mary, if you don't mind going to the next slide. These were just site contacts. Again, you can see in the middle picture, it's the building with the temporary door. We had taken the doors out, which we've saved just so they don't get damaged during construction. But the white door is the building in the middle there. And then, yeah. So the other part of the application is for the front doors, when they get restored and go back, we'd like to put glass panels just in the upper pane of the doors themselves, so the original doors will remain. Doors, the buildings to the left and right, and actually a vast majority of front doors on the street do have the glass in the upper pane. I think Mary can go to the next. So here it is. So the dashed, we keep the frame of what surrounds the panel, and basically just the inset panel itself would go to glass as the other buildings, again, as I mentioned, have left and right and along the street. I think Mary, if you don't mind the next. So in terms of the roof deck visibility, again, because we are on the kind of intersection of Montgomery and West Canton here, we went through this mock-up to modify it. So this is just a site section. Let me just move my camera so I can see the whole drawing. Sorry, one second. So the sight line, when you're definitely across the street, you do not see it at all being 16 feet back. What we did is we took a series of photos walking as far as about 125, 130 feet back onto Montgomery, so quite far down, before we really saw any glimpse, kind of a minimally visible. And that's how we ended up with the 16 feet. So when you're across the street on West Canton, it's not visible at all. When you, I think, Mary, if you don't mind going back a little bit. Yeah. So this is the furthest point. So you can see it's past the buildings quite a bit back. So we're, you know, again, I'd say from the corner of this right building, we're about 125 feet back is when you really just start to see the top of it. I think, Mary, if you don't mind going the next shot. This is about, let's say about 70 feet back, and it's like too tiny, if you can even see it, just right in the middle above that. That's would be the tip of the post there. And then the next shot is right up at the intersection, which you don't see at all. Mm-hmm. Mm. That is the presentation. And the mock-up is still in place to Mary and the commission.
Any questions from commissioners about the door or the roof deck?
You said it's an original door.
Our understanding is it is. I don't know. It looks old. I don't know how old it is, but we're assuming it's
okay.
To the building.
There are no photos from the South End Landmarks Commission that would show a photo from 1972 or something, Mary?
I did not reach out to the South End Historical Society, but I did look on the Macris site. And those doors are present in the Macris photo. I will say that the existing doors match the design of neighboring doors, which right. leads me to believe that they are original.
Original, yeah, that's what I thought. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question. Go ahead, Catherine.
Just quick about the doors again. So the neighboring doors, which are also original, do not have glass in them either?
They do.
Some do and some don't.
Yeah. So on, Catherine, on left and right do, and then if you look on Google, I have it pulled up. I can either screen share or Mary, if she can. I'd say my guess is roughly 60 to 70% of the street on this side does have glass.
Okay, thanks.
Peter, your question?
My question is there visibility of the deck from Warren Ave, either from a front or from a rear angle?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think it's far enough in. It's,
yeah, we can pull up them, or maybe pull up the map, but it's quite a far ways in block that when we kind of did the mock-up, we walked around generally and didn't see it, but that's, you know, from us walking between Warren and down.
Oh, yeah. It's a long way from Warren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, were there any further questions? If not, I can go to comments. Anybody want to comment first? John or sure. Catherine or Peter or Diana?
I have no trouble with the deck. I think it seems to me like it's not going to be visible from any important place. Although Peter made the point earlier that we should have a subcommittee because it's been our standard in the past. The door, I think if it's an original door, we can't allow it to be glazed.
Uh, I agree. I think the original door should be retained as is.
Okay.
Catherine? Oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the roof deck. I don't see any reason for a subcommittee. As far as the doors, unless you can find an image from the Historical Society, then I guess we have no choice, really.
And Peter, did you have any comment?
We lost Peter.
I think the door should be retained as it is. It's a very distinctive feature. Also the wood, I don't know if it's chestnut or what, but it's also atypical and therefore all the more distinctive because it's neither mahogany nor walnut.
Okay. I just want to make a, I concur with my fellow commissioners about the door and retaining the wood panels on the door. The roof deck, first of all, D'Artagnan, I think you did a great job evaluating the visibility, so thank you. And it isn't visible from the majority of locations, but it's this location that troubles me a bit because there are no roof decks that are visible on that entire side of the street. And this would be the one sticking up. And it's right on axis with the long view coming down Montgomery. It just seems a shame that this would be the first time we're introducing a roof deck on the roof profiles of a street that's completely clean of roof decks. And we have so few streets where that's true.
Yeah, John?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to interrupt, but I believe, and it may show on Google, down to the left, you actually have it behind the trees, two doors down to the left.
Two doors down to the left.
I don't know.
Okay.
There are, and maybe we can go to Google.
I am looking at Google right now. Hold on, bear with me.
I thought there was.
But I was looking at, I wasn't looking at satellite view. So.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do the same here.
I can pull it up.
I thought they had.
It could be a roof deck, but it doesn't look like one to me.
Oh, I'm just asking the client who's just texting me.
I mean, there are roof decks farther down to the left, but none of them are visible from the street because they're at the point of the street where it's so narrow you can't see them.
Yeah.
And they're
subcommittee. I'm sorry, John. A subcommittee just approved a roof deck at 150 West Canton Street, which was minimally visible from Montgomery Street.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not directly on axis. Anyway, that's my point. I may be in the minority here. It may be okay with other commissioners. But did I hear... John, was it John or Peter saying we ought to include a subcommittee on this? Catherine said nay on the subcommittee.
It was Peter. Yeah, I think it was Peter.
We have a subcommittee formed to look at another issue. I believe it was... Diana and Peter.
Right, and it's right around the corner. So, John, I was going to make the point that you made, but I didn't want to belabor this because I thought I was in a distinct minority about the decks. But that is one of the distinctions, I think, of West Canton and West Brookline, are those two streets are nearly devoid of any decks or visible decks. I'd be
if a subcommittee could help retain that character while still allowing for some for a deck, meaning if the rail could be moved even farther back, sorry, D'Artagnan, but if it could be and still get a deck up there and just eliminate the visibility that, or minimize it to the point where it's acceptable to the subcommittee, I would think it's worth it if the subcommittee would be willing to go out there.
I concur. Okay. It's always better to see it in place.
Well, we're going to be right around the corner, right?
We will.
So,
500 feet away or so.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So why not look at it?
That would be great. And thank you very much, Diana and Peter. So do we have a motion?
Go for it, Catherine.
I move that we remand the roof deck portion of the application to a subcommittee comprised of Peter and Diana, and that the door component of the application be denied unless the applicant can provide some sort of proof that those are not original doors.
So denied without prejudice.
Denied without prejudice.
Okay, that's a motion. Second? Anybody?
Second.
Okay, Diana seconded. And we'll go to public comment now. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at southendldc@boston.gov, or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag #SEMay11Hearing. Each person will have 2 minutes. Joe?
Okay, I hope I'm not as loud as I was before.
You're good. No feedback.
That's
good.
So much better.
I don't see anyone raising their hand, and I don't have any messages coming in through Twitter or through BLC.
And there are no messages in the group chat window.
Okay.
That tells me that we can go to a vote. So, Catherine?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Diana?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion. Hearing no objections, the motion carries.
Okay.
And we have no further applications for design
John?
Review. Is there any commissioner business, Mary, for tonight?
No, there's just one administrative review item.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not looking at the agenda.
That's okay.
Did we get an agenda? I'm not sure I downloaded it, but what is the,
It is, hold on, I can pull it up here.
Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome.
Thanks, D'Artagnan. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Adios.
Sorry.
So what was the administrative review?
So here it is. So it's 505 Massachusetts Avenue, application 20.901 SE.
3-point brick joints with no wall.
I don't, seems fine to me.
Seems fine to me.
Yep, me too.
I'm good.
Somebody
with
like
it.
To make a motion?
I move that we accept the administrative review as submission, as submitted.
Second.
Diana seconded. We don't take public comment for administrative review, right, Joe?
No.
Right.
Correct.
Yep. So we'll go to a vote. Catherine?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Diana?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
And the chair votes with the motion. With no objections, the motion carries.
Okay.
Are there any staff updates, Mary?
My only update is that we've scheduled our next hearing for a week from today, beginning at 5 p.m. I'll send you all an email about it.
And I have, I just want to make the announcement that on the following day, I think it is, it's the 19th, whatever the 19th is, I will be doing my...
That's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday, yeah. I will be doing what has become an annual tour of the South End for Preservation Month, except I won't be doing it live. I'll be doing it virtually by giving a presentation version of the house tour, which covers new construction within a landmark district, using the South End as a case study. And I gave this presentation to the BSA Historic Resources Committee a number of years ago, and I had the presentation handy. So it just turned out I could just give the house tour via a presentation this year as part of Preservation Month. So Preservation Month lives.
All right.
Here, here.
Hey.
Thanks for doing that, John.
You're welcome, Joe. So any of you want to join in, you're welcome to. It'll start at 6 o'clock and end at 7:30, I think. Or it'll start at 6:30 and end at 8.
Remind us again on next Monday.
Okay.
It sounds, so I assume we don't have BLC. No, that...
No, we don't have that's BLC. A third Tuesday, so we don't have BLC.
Oh, I have a board meeting that night. Okay. So, sorry about
Mary,
that.
Mary,
I'll join the end.
Are there any big agenda items next Monday?
Yes.
Yes. So that will
is
be
this that bill of
No, it's 566 Columbus Avenue.
Oh, is that the only thing on the agenda?
There are four items after that. I think they're pretty straightforward.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, Peter, question, comment?
Yeah. Do you think we could allocate and limit 566 for an hour?
We've already seen the presentation, correct?
Yeah.
So
you're
I think
offering comments now.
I think that's fine. I mean, I think it'd be appropriate to let them do a 5-minute just recap, just to refresh our memories or refresh my memory. I won't speak for the rest of you, but yeah.
He doesn't need to go through that huge history again of the South
right,
End building.
Right, just to maybe show us around the building quickly. And then, and we also took over an hour of public comment last time. Do we need to take public comment again?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
All right.
But I think it's important this time to give our comments first. People were yapping about that. You know, they were complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why. John was trying to be accommodating and thoughtful. And then they complained and
cordial.
Said we were hiding behind public comment, which is ridiculous.
They always try to find something.
And I think it helped controlling the chat to just one person receiving them. So I think we'll continue that.
Yeah, that was a good method, Joe.
Could you make me a co-host too next time?
If you're really good, we will.
That way I can mute people when I want to.
So Joe and Mary, also, the first item on the agenda, and I'm recusing myself. Do you want me to call the meeting to order and then recuse myself, or have Diana call the meeting to order?
I don't think it really makes a difference, Joe. Do you? What do you?
No, think? As long as we have a quorum without you to start the hearing. Okay. But it's fine for Diana to start and you to join us.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna hang out because I don't know how long or short it's going to go. Mm-hmm. So I won't know when to join in unless somebody wants to text me.
I'll probably
just be in the wings anyway.
Or John, in that case, if you're going to be hanging out, why don't you open the hearing just so it's clear you're recusing yourself?
Okay. That would be, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody asked a question about that too the last time. So maybe I'll say why I'm recusing myself because I didn't do that.
And they didn't ask why. They just made a statement that you had to recuse yourself because you're so well connected and all. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, they were being snide.
So I clarified why you recused yourself. You may want to explain that. I think you should call the meeting to order and then recuse yourself and give the reason.
Yes. Okay. I agree. I will do that. And thanks, by the way, for doing that, Catherine. I didn't hear what their concern was about my having recused myself. I don't know why they think I'm so well connected.
Well, Diana's right. They were just being snide.
They were being snide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I'll start the meeting. I'll recuse myself and I'll say why I'm recusing.
That's good. So another point of order about the public comment. Before we take public comment, is it possible to say that we will limit public comment to the issues within our purview? We cannot get into some debate about politics or the value of the institution, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's fair to remind people. And maybe, Mary, we could add that to the script, because I know in the back bay we've added some language explaining the things that the commission does not have purview over, and just to keep your comments focused on what the commission has. So you and I can work on that, Mary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good comment. And actually, according to Robert's Rules of Order, public comment is supposed to comment on the motion.
That's correct.
So if you guys comment first, you have the prerogative to make the motion and then call for public comment. And if their comment has nothing to do with the motion, then they should be muted. Mute.
Really? Any co-host can mute any person.
Right.
Remember your power.
Okay.
All right.
So do we have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
I move. So seconded.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. So hearing no objections, then we close the meeting.
Right. Meeting adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Great.
Thank you all.
Mary.
Very well.
Yes.
Mary,
hey, Diana, can I have a ride?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Diana, can John and I have a ride?
Of course.
That's so good. Thanks.
I think that's funny.
Mary, my question.